Halachas of Ashayatza and Halachas of going to the bathroom. Okay, this week I'll give a share about the Halachas of Halachas Beis Akise, the light interesting Halachas of Ravei Negeya, and it's not too often that we hear Shurim on this type of thing. So the first Halachah is what you're allowed to do in the bathroom. You all know here for the Torah is Aser. The Halachah is, for example, can you bring in a Yatet into the bathroom? Or Pelis, I'm not getting involved in political issues. Question is, in Yatet in the Pelis, somewhere in the paper they have the halacha corner, or they bring the amsuk, and the question is that a problem of bringing into the bathroom? Another shot that comes up is, are you allowed to do mitzvahs in the bathroom? Can you think about, let's chase Mrs. Phineas in the bathroom, Avos Hashem, Yerushimayim, are you allowed to think about doing it in the bathroom, kind of mitzvah? Are you allowed to kind of mitzvahs in the bathroom? So again, I look at scenarios on Shabbos that it's raining again when you go to hotels. So in hotels, they don't let you light, but in not hotels that have a look at nearest room, or in hospitals, they have a separate room where you can light. Now the look on Shabbos is that the mitzvah of Shabbos has to be lit in the place where you eat. If you light in a place where you're not eating, or a place where you're not sleeping, you're not making the mitzvah. There's a very big problem in a lot of hotels and hospitals that have a separate room for people to light, and when no one's eating, so it's a candle lighting room, what they call it. And, you know, that's a very big problem. You're not used to look at snares over there. So the question is, what comes up is, can you be yoitzer with turning on electricity in the bathroom? You want to do a look at snares over there, turning on electricity in the bathroom. Can you do that? Is a problem with kind of mitzvahs in the bathroom. So let's discuss one at a time. So let's go for the first title. So here we go, because it's awesome. So Rubin's down some pay from the Mangan of Ram. The Ram says that, you know, glad we have it hard to be right now. And it's still, you know, it's hard not to be taking learning in the bathroom. So, Mishra brings down from the Sefer Chassidim that during the week, a person should think about cheshbonus in the bathroom, both your finances and other cheshbonus. On Shabbos, we now have to think about cheshbonus. Cheshbonus is also done on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you should think about nice buildings. What? You're not supposed to out the problem. Mishra brings down a smag and Shabbat, I think it's a Tessa mentioned about that as the Kol Melecha should be done, as a Mylation, you shouldn't think about it. So during the week, you say, think about Cheshbonus, and Shabbos, you should think about nice buildings. That's what the Mishra brings down from the Sefer Chassid. Shevz Yavitz of Kedek Al Sum Yud brings down that the Ramban used to read books of the Chachmos Umus Oilom. He used to read books in the bathroom in order to make, you know, in order to keep yourself occupied, in order they shouldn't think of learning. I once had the schusti by Shimon Schwab. I was in Washington Heights for Shabbos, so I ate there shalshus by his house. So he told me that the stipler used to give medical advice a lot of times to people. People used to call him the stipler, like Rav Chaim Osler, used to give medical advice. Do surgery like this, do like this. So he once asked the Gabi, and the Gabi told him that the stipler used to read medical journals in the bathroom. That's what he said. That's what he said. That's what he
said.
That's what he's trying to say. He's trying to say, people say that Ruach HaKodesh. I don't know if people have Ruach HaKodesh as my mother.
I know what my son, the stipler, said. He never read anything other than Torah.
That's what he said?
Yeah. Yeah. And Rav Shach told me that he didn't learn the Goyesha language. Because he didn't want to learn anything. Rav Shach told me that.
Rav
Shach said he didn't learn the Goyish language.
Rav Shach said himself.
No, on my that the stipler said he never read anything outside Torah.
Okay,
good.
Kasher Meisa. No, I mean, it's more of a stopper like that. I'm saying it's definitely a Kiddush. I mean, it's going back 20 years. Maybe my memory is failing me. But fine.
It's Kasher the Gabbai.
Yeah, maybe whatever. Right. So the question is, can you do Shaitz Mrs. Tweenus in the bathroom? So Rishon HaKol and Simon Pehei brings down the Archaim. He brings a raya that is called, it says Shvisi Hashem L'negdi Tamid. You have to think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu constantly. It's like a Shema Kluger that Tamid means all the time. So he wants to say that even in the bathroom, that goes into the Chilik of Tamid, even though it's a Makam Toma. But since it says Tamid, and therefore he's right from Mariyuma, that Tamid includes even in the bathroom, he says, therefore you have to think about Yerushalayim, think about the Galus HaKodesh Baruch Hu, even in the bathroom. He says that the Devei Torah is Aser. So he says that just like the Kabbalim say that it's mutter to speak Devei Chol in Tefillin Beinu Tam, walk for Tefillin Beinu Tam is so Kaddish that the Hichol don't affect it. Regular Tfilin is not at a lower level. Hapikabal Rabbein Tam Tfilin is a Zahilik. It doesn't get affected. So to over here, that Dibre Torah, Kavah Torah is Kodesh Kalashim. But Kodesh Baruch himself is Lomala Maya Mila Tumma. Therefore, thinking about Kodesh Baruch in the bathroom is not a problem because it's not Toifas the Tumma. And therefore, he says it's not a problem thinking about the Galas of Kodesh Baruch in the bathroom. A lot of the Poskim quote the Magen Avraham, which I mentioned before. Magen Avraham said, what should you do in the bathroom? Avraham says, what you should do is, you should think about Cheshbonis. Now, if you'd be allowed to think about the Galus of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Avraham should tell you to think about the Galus of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So if we're with you, it seems that the Magen Avraham holds that you're not allowed to think about the Cheshbonis of Tfinis in the bathroom, because otherwise you said that's what you should do. You could be Machi V'Raya, that the Magen Avraham is thinking about the Hamoinam, not everyone's on Madrega to be constantly thinking about the Cheshbonis of Tfinis and constantly, you know, sometimes not everyone's on Madrega, so it could be Magen Avraham thinking about the Hamoinam. That for not everyone on Madrigas, they say, okay, there's an Eitzah, think about Cheshbonis. But maybe Kanzai, there's Mutter to do Chesh Mitzvahs in the bathroom.
Am I not having the problem of thinking and learning?
What do you say?
Just telling
those shows. So I asked Rav Yashiv, and obviously I asked Rav Dovin, and Rav Yashiv said that he passed me, you can't do Chesh Mitzvahs in the bathroom. He said that. Don't give a hesbrum, so I'm just you can't do shit in the bathroom and you can't do it. He says Be'alacha says you can't be in the midst of the bathroom because Be'alacha says in Tavka Bechas that no matter if Ephraim seems to say about Shoifer he can't be in the bathroom, it's Sarachia Minayin Loi. Efsher, the Pshad is that since Mrs. Kavanah, so here is Kedirei Torah, and the second Pshad is made of Mrs. Bezuy Salah. So if you go to the second mouth of the Be'alach, it's Bezuy Salav. So if the mitzvah is mechayiv to do it over here, it's mitzvah which you have to kaseder. So then it's not Mrs. Bezuy Salav. Definitely going to the second mouth. If you have to do mitzvah every second, and you want to do Mrs. Bezuy Salav. But I'll come on, Rabbi Yashiv Paskin, the nice you can't do the Shech Mitzvah Tmins in the mouth.
We don't have to do mechayiv to do the
mitzvah. Right, that's also. Lav Dafka, you have to know whether. You have to understand Shesh Mitzvahs, and when you think about the Avash and Mirish Man, whether that is Oichon Yuskavon, or that is... But what about doing other mitzvahs in the bathroom? Maybe once we're talking about the Be'alach over there. So back in the case of the Lachas Hashem, it's a very, very big problem. Like in the hospitals and hotels, right, they just have this candle lighting room, and over there, you're not using the stairs. If it's not a place where people are eating, it's not a place where you sleep, you're not using the Lachas Hashem. He sat, he's watching everyone, he put a big sign. Kol like over here, it's like a bracha latal. Hung up like a minute before Shkia. He said somehow I ended up getting taken down, but that's the story. I'm sure it's like, they guy. But Akapan is very calm. It's a pound bracha latal. So the shayla is, you want to light in your room. Now the problem is every hotel, the market, the paid the gummer, they not allow light candles in your room. So a kshash of a fire, and the signs all over the place, and not a fire is in your room. So a pidinei chashem mishpore, they're makir, they're telling you that they don't let you light candles over here, it's hasif for you to light there, and if you light there, candles mishpore b'aveir. They're like, what they're right to be makir, and you definitely cannot light candles in the room either. The shayla is, can you be yoytzer with electricity? Yoytzer lakas nashav. So it's a really place to say, they all say that it's fine for yotzei halakas ner Shabbos, it's yotzei electricity. You don't need a ner, you don't need an H. As long as you can just call the ner, you yotzei. Therefore, you can.
Depends on the bulb.
Even with the. What do you mean, depends on the bulb?
Fluorescent
bulb. Rav Yashiv said also, even with fluorescent, you can do it with a bracha. Even fluorescent, you can do it with a bracha, because you don't need an H over here, you just need a ner, anything which is called a ner.
You can't blame
me,
but you said the bathroom.
Oh, so back to the bathroom. So Shaila is, so let's see in the whole Torah. Now, if you keep your light on in the room, that's very inconvenient, not great to sleep, and you have other issues. So the shayla was, can you turn the light on in the bathroom to be yoytza mitzvah halakas ner Shabbos or not? So Rabbi Yashiv sent back, he said, l'maisa you could. If it was a makom tzayrich, ideally, you should try to set up a situation that you don't have a situation. But Rabbi Yashiv said that l'maisa you could be yoytza lighting halakas ner Shabbos, even in the bathroom light, the makom tzayrich, and be some of that, and then you could do that. Make a bracha or afterwards. I'm saying you do it out. The bracha is outside, but whatever. So you can turn. Like you do it. flip it on. Well, yeah,
I can make a bracha. Once you being saying look on that as your halacha, then
you can make a bracha on that. It's halacha. Might even make a bracha on
that. Once you put your hands into the bathroom, you have to wash your hands again.
What do you say?
Once you put your hands into the bathroom,
go inside, turn on the light.
Then you have to wash your hands.
What do you say?
They have to wash
your hand in the
shower.
If what?
Once you go into the bathroom.
If you stick your hand in or if you go inside? You're talking about?
You
don't. What do you say? Sticking your hand is not so posh, I'm saying, but, right, so wash your hands and make a bracha, I'm saying.
Isn't it better to make the bracha before?
Oh, it depends if you're a man or a lady. I'm saying ladies make the bracha after men. So it happens to be they sell. The best situation is just to get a nightlight. The best thing in that situation is to get like one of those small little nightlights. They had like next to the mirror, they have this nightlight which has two like little lights. It's the Zachar V'Shamer, it's like we call it. Yeah, it's a Zachar V'Shamer. That's always the best Eitzah, but if you don't have any Eitzah, then that's it.
Is one light enough?
It's a mile. Zachar V'Shamer is a mile. It's not like Kuba. So I'm saying one light is enough, but what?
My understanding is that you have to benefit from the light during Shabbos.
You are, if you go to the bathroom, you know.
That's fine, not an issue with that, but if you use a nightlight, nightlight's not so much light. So how are you going to benefit from it?
No, the nightlight lighting your room is like cost of your trip.
That's fine, but you said
so you're benefiting, I can trip.
Use a nightlight.
Yeah, because there'll be enough light in the room that now you won't trip. It's not actually cost, so that's okay.
I don't argue.
You don't benefit from the regular lighting that you light every week. How much you benefit from it?
Right, that's also extra time. So the Bela starts off, the Mechav starts off in the Chaz Beis Kisei, it's no Beis Kisei, it has to be Sneo Beis Kisei. The Mar Brachas Dach San Vein says, anchor in Sneo El, which is no Beis Kisei, and the Mar Shigat, the tremendous Maila of being Sneo in a Beis Kisei. The Bela Chav being not for smack, that Sneo is a Shei Dai Raisa even, and there's a tremendous Indian of being Sneo Afilo in the bathroom. So one of the halachas, Mechav brings down, it's Mar Beis then you go to the bathroom, how much are you allowed to be uncovered? So Mechava says, Lo yigalas mekim l'achor tefach, hum l'fun of tefchayim. This is halacha, they're only allowed to do l'achor of tefach, and l'fun of tefchayim, but the nekuda is, you have to uncover yourself the least amount as possible. Now if somebody was brought up on this halacha and is used to it, then you know, you're used to everything in life, and it's, you know, and you're used to it. When I was in ninth grade, we started Mishnah Berurah. We started Shir from like Siman Aleph. I think the reason why I already started Siman Aleph is because I do these halachas. But so if you're used to doing it from a young age, so then whatever, it's not such a big deal. You get used to it being uncovered at mere minimum, and it's okay. Somebody who's not used to it, when people start in general, they find it pretty hard. Shah is any libus chus not to do it. So the Ben Ishchai brings down, he says that this whole halacha of Tefach Tefchayim, he wants to say that was only the old days when the bathrooms were outside. This goes to the daddy, used to have an outhouse, and the bathroom was outside, and it was a Mukha Mechitzis. Hashem wants to say that nowadays, that the bathrooms are totally Mukha Mechitzis, and totally indoors, he says, Ein Tzorek Lahachbid Kol Kach, that's his Lashon, that's what we're not marking, as much as in the Lachas of Tefach Tefchayim. As a Vada, a person should still do the minimum possible. But you don't have to be managing machma at a site because nowadays the bathrooms are surrounded and indoors, you don't have to be machma as much on these halachas. Yeah, and Sif Yud Mechav brings down halacha that when you're wiping yourself. Shaila is, the Mar Bracha speaks about which hand do you have to wipe yourself with. So the Gemara says, the Gemara has like seven reasons there why you don't wipe yourself with the right hand. You have to use your left hand when you're wiping yourself. That's one reason the Gemara says, because turn it to be a man, or you write the Vayitayu with it, or the Gemara says, you eat with the Yemin. The Gemara has a lot of different reasons why you have to wipe with your left hand. And there's a lot of psukim from Chayav Pasim, like, Kaneich, B'yad Yemin, you shouldn't wipe yourself with the right hand. It's also brought down that...
Lefties are the same.
One second. So a friend of mine sent a letter to Kanikiavsky and he asked him, what about when you're cleaning up a diaper? Is this in Malacha also? And the whole svar is that you get dirty, turn into mimin, tefillin, and all those svaris. What about it when you clean up a diaper? Is this in Malacha or not? Kind of wrote back that yeah, it's the same Malacha. That also when you clean up a diaper, you should do it with small and not with Yadim. So there's a thing with schus from the Shulchan Aruch Rav. When he brings down this halacha, he writes that the halacha of Dumiyan Yumin, he says that was in the olden days, when they used to wipe with basically with their hands, or they used to use, Mormon Shabbos used to use stones, and being used to use stones with their hands, so they used to get dirty. So therefore, it's bizayin a tefillin, bizayin fraternity, the yadimin, bizman azad, there we have toilet paper. So being there with toilet paper, a person not going to get dirty, so therefore, the whole halacha of yadimin, it's like the grass, it doesn't apply. This is Eliezer Shuvan, Chelik Zayin, Simon Beis, he brings down that he holds it's better to use your right hand if you're going to get cleaner than if you use your left hand. Halacha is that if you don't get totally clean, Seibim Koimla is a problem for the Vitaira, it's a problem for davening. There's even a Shita which holds that if your friend has Seibim Koimla, that's also a problem. Where if you're davening and next to somebody has Seibim Koimla, he's 100% clean, that's also a problem. Sometimes that's one of the reasons why Briska is down by Yechidus. I'm itself and I worry, but I'm itself and not so worried about, but I worry about other people, so therefore.
What?
Okay, that's fine. Tzitz Eliezer says, that if you're going to get cleaner, the Yad Yamin, it's better to do Yad Yamin, the father of the Shulchan Rav, than using your left hand, because Shulchan Rav is better to do Yad Yamin. What do you say? And so what about bringing in food into the bathroom? Or people want to know, can they keep medicine, a lot of people keep their medicine cabinets in the bathroom. Is there anything wrong with keeping medicine in the bathroom, food in the bathroom? And if you do it, but the evidence is also not. So remember the truth, and I just say, they'll say, there's no room occur in Shas and Paiskim that's anything wrong with bringing food in the bathroom. It doesn't say anywhere about that, that's something that says it. The whole makar is that someone brought down from the feed of Belzer Rebbe, but the Belzer Rebbe said that you shouldn't do it. So they all say, since Yotzim B'P, Agon HaGadol HaKadosh, the Belzer Rebbe, therefore Avada, a person should not bring food into the bathroom, but therefore you shouldn't do it. But if somebody did, you have food in your pocket, or whatever it was, or, you know, it has happened that my kids brought, you know, took the Cheerios and, you know, brought into the bathroom. So, Akam B'diavid, they all say that, being that there's no room in the car, they all say B'diavid, Avad B'diavid, it's going to be mutter, and the food is not going to be yasser. Absolutely, all Ruach Raz, the Kiveger and Kufta Zayin, brings down that B'diavid is going to be mutter. And again, it's, over there, it's talking about the halacha of keeping food under the bed. Mar B'Sachim says, now I keep food under the bed. So, beginning of every year, but when the Yeshiva Bachim come and the seminaries, they all call up the shaylas that they kept all the food under the bed. They brought who knows how much from America, stacking the year's worth of entomins, whatever they bring. And the shayla was now, but the Eved can they use it or not? So, Kavega says that all the Ruach was only the Chachila, but the Eved, there are no problems with Ruach, but the Eved, you can use all the Ruach was. Bracha before and every night in the also. This is based on mechet. I'm just saying that's right. That's right. They all bring. He says as nekiyas is going to be aser. As nekiyas is going to do. That's why they all bring that over there. That's going to be a matter. What about the newspaper? I forgot the newspaper. Bring the newspaper to the bathroom. Right. The problem bringing the newspaper to the bathroom is the shaila is that maybe the newspaper has libertarian in it. And it's a problem of having the Ritor, you're not having the Ritor into the bathroom. So they did. They asked, in America, there's one of the abilities to swell about a certain paper where they let read it in the bathroom. He said he holds an ally to take it out of the bathroom. But what the halacha is, when it comes to bringing the Ritor in the bathroom, so again, let's say you have a sitter in your pocket. Are you allowed to walk? You have a sitter in your pocket. You're in the airport, right? You have a sitter in your pocket. You want to walk? Can you go to the bathroom with a sitter in your pocket? So Simon Gimel, Mishbur brings down a machlekes that if it's covered, it's mutter. Shaila is, how many coverings do you need? So Mishbur brings down a machlekes, you need two coverings or you need one covering. Definitely you have two coverings, okay? If you have one covering, then it's machlekes. We once got the shaila by Rabbi Berkowitz in Beis Hara that a chassan brought his challah ring and he engraved on inside the ring, and a meitzah karasika. So the shaila was that now once he goes to the bathroom, does she have to take off her ring every time she goes to the bathroom, every time she takes a shower? So Berkowitz said, okay, but the Eved will be samach on one covering. It was on the inside of the ring, it wasn't on the outside of the ring. So I wanted to say, the finger is covering and it's one covering, but the Eved will be samach on one covering. So when he gave the newspapers, so if you know what page the halacha part is on, or the part with the pesukim, or the hashkafu, which means entire, you know what page is that's on, and you're two pages away, then you're definitely okay. On page eight is halacha corner, and you want to read the headlines.
It's called a covering.
What?
It's called.
Yeah, covering. Each paper is a siddur covering.
Cover the siddur also.
What I said. Cover the siddur will be not machlekes. So they say you can start if it mikra didn't want coverings enough. The kriyach could be some kind of siddur coverings. So if you're on page eight, you know they have like say the lashon hara corner, and you want to read the headlines, being that it's covered by page 2, 4, 6, it's covered by three coverings, therefore it's okay. So you always, if you always make sure that there are two coverings, then it's definitely okay, and also but yeah, because some have one cover. So the Ashi said it's not such a great idea, because you know you don't really know all the time like which page is going to have the debate tire on it, but mikra din, if you're able to work it out, that you know that you're always 2 pages away, or if you have 1 page away, it's okay to bring it in the back.
What about the digital apps, like Siddurim, Chumash, everything like that?
Digital what?
Apps, like an iPhone. Siddurim, Chumash, and
everything. Safe for the computer, you're saying?
What?
It means a safer store than the computer, is what it means.
It's on the screen?
Oh, it's a wallet on the screen.
It's on the screen?
It's on the laptop.
It's on the laptop, okay. It's on, but it's on the, wait, if it's on the screen.
Yeah, you push one button, and then it's on the screen.
No, if it's not there, it's not there. No, it's in memory, it's stored. No, that's cool, it's not there.
What's the benefit of listening to Jewish music with Pesukim in the
bathroom? Pesukim would be a problem, I'm saying. Pesukim.
How's
what? Pesukim, saying. You're hearing the Pesukim. What?
You're not saying.
It's her. It's her.
It's like her. It's like her.
You're not thinking about
it. You're thinking what?
You're not thinking about it. Think about
the Pesukim. You want to know if there's anything wrong, you take
this
recorder. Playing
it, is this thing listening?
Is that called Tana Chassid Vitar? You're saying?
You're not listening. Who will listen to the Mechavan?
What
is that? Who's Mechavan? I mean, most of them are not thinking about
it. You're hearing the words, though.
What is that?
You're hearing the words. So.
Is it a Pesukim or
something? No, it says if you're hearing the words, so you're not being Mechavan the Vitar. Yeah. There's one last halacha over time. Okay, which is one last halacha. I like to do in the piece of dime in the bathroom. It's very negative when on an airplane. You want to wash for a suda, or it's negative every time you go to the bathroom in your house. And when you're in your house, you wash your hands in the bathroom. Shaila is, the bathroom is a place of ruach ra. So what you're trying to do is get rid of ruach ra, and you wash yourself in a place of ruach ra, so it could be you're just going in circles, and you're not getting anywhere. So Moshe and Aleph Kufi Dalin Ebenezer, and the Tshuva writes that to wash your hands for a suit in the bathroom, says no way, you can't do that. To wash for davening, he says that if you wash your hands and he's right outside, he said, being a davening, you make a dimly hole, that meaning the monkey is okay. You can rub your hands on the surface. So if you wash your hands in the bathroom, you dry it outside, so much as it says, that meaning the monkey, it's like a meaning the monkey, and therefore it's going to be okay.
That's what you do on the plane.
What do you say?
That's what you do on the plane.
So much as on the plane, attack, it'll be a problem. The mice of the arm. What do I say?
Negabasa.
Same thing, saying maybe ask me to do it by the bed, but if you don't do it by your bed, it's the mice be the same problem. Saying you're doing ruach in the bathroom, or mice is saying that'll be a problem. The other mechitzis yitzchak and tshuva and other places, they say that shasat chak you can make a couple of tzirufim that is manazar bathrooms is not clear. It's a bathroom. I mentioned last week that the gemara is a case of that basically kisik the parasoy is not considered a bathroom. The tzirus over there was that when you go to the bathroom it was like. On the train bathrooms, right? I mean, the old day trains. You go to the bathroom, go straight onto the tracks. So, being that it doesn't sit there, go straight down. The Gemara said that doesn't have a dinner base. Like, you have the notes over here. So, the big shav is manazeh on our bathrooms. How do we down it? Do we say that lamaisa, the soya sits there for a while till you flush? So, it's different than the case of the Gemara. Or you say, no, since once you flush, it goes away, therefore it doesn't have a dinner base. Like, you so, the place can nicely consider this up. So Mechizitzchak and the Ber Moshe and others, they say that if you're on a plane, and with no other Eitzah, so you could be Samach on those Stadim to be Mekel and be able to wash the Tirsidayim for a Suda, even in the bathroom, you have to wash in the Suda. About the Chachil, I'm saying, if you're in your house, you should be washing your hands when you come out of the bathroom, you should wash in the kitchen and not wash in the bathroom. Being that the bathroom is Makam Ruach Ra, and about ideal, you should be washing. A couple of my friends, when they redid their houses, so they made a master bedroom, they made a master bathroom, so they made the sink outside, and it was mechanic salacha, because about ideally, one should not be washing the bathroom.
Was that a shower?